Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Monday, hour number two of the Sports Junkies. I'm Chris Russell in for the boys. Boys back tomorrow at 6 a.m. live. As the holiday weekend wraps up, hope you guys had a good weekend. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Seven is the toll-free number for you to hop aboard. I am wearing a, a snow hat, right? Is that the most common name for it, I guess, right?
Either that or a beanie.
A beanie. There you go. The reason why I'm still wearing it is because I feel like I've got to pay tribute to my guy Cakes. He sits in this chair. He wears a beanie nonstop. So I feel like I've got to, you know, look a little bit like Cakes Arini. I have to kind of hold up the bit. Now, he does it, I think, for different reasons. But I am trying to honor him. Sean, you've got a Nationals beanie snow hat on that looks splendid, exquisite.
Thank you.
They are the world champions, in case you weren't aware. Were you aware of that?
Not until just now. Oh. I didn't know that.
Okay, breaking news. The Washington Nationals are world champions.
Who did they beat in the World Series? I don't remember.
The cheating Astros?
Sounds about right.
Oh, okay. In Houston, where they were cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, but wait. Jose Altuve said, and Carlos Correa are wagging their fingers. No. We're not doing that. They're saying, how dare you? How dare you, Cody Bellinger? How dare you, Kurt Suzuki? How dare you guys? All you major league players. How dare you criticize us? How dare anybody throw a, and nobody has right now, but they're going to, despite the warnings, despite the memorandums. How dare you do that? So the bottom line is this. The Astros have been getting pummeled, so now they are turning the page. They are saying, you know what? We've had enough. We've apologized. We've tried to explain ourselves. We're going to go ham on you. How dare you, Cody Bellinger? How dare you, Kurt Suzuki? And they're going to say, hey, look, if it wasn't in the commissioner's report, it must not be true, right? If they were not able to find any evidence, it must not be true. So I guess using that same thought process, and Rob Manfred spoke to media yesterday, and he spoke to ESPN, and we'll try and bring you some of that a little bit later on. But Rob Manfred can say whatever he wants. Carlos Correa can say whatever he wants. Jose Altuve can say whatever he wants. Nobody is disputing that it isn't a very complicated system and a very complicated decision. It is not black and white. It is not easy. It is not plain and simple, right? I mean, we'd like to think that the Astros cheated. They were busted for it. They should be punished super harshly for it. Now, the organization was punished. People forget, while players weren't suspended and punished, which I have a problem with, while players were given immunity, the Astros organization was fined $5 million, forfeited four picks over the next 2 years, first and second round picks, so certainly that is going to affect their future. In a organization that thought they were better than everyone else because they thought they were so analytically savvy and they thought that they could basically do anything they wanted to get the edge. Oh, analytics not good enough for us. No. We're going to cheat now. We're going to use this system. Why? Because Carlos Beltran told us when he came over from the Yankees, hey, you guys are behind the times. Look at what we're doing. So that brings up another interesting point, right? And people have made it that the reason why certain teams and the reason why certain players are not necessarily coming out to criticize the Houston Astros is because they could have been involved in some cheating as well, right? I mean, it stands to reason that if supposedly Carlos Beltran, when he got to the Astros in 2017, said, hey, you guys are behind the times. You guys got to do this. You guys got to do that. And then they built this system and they perfected it and they crafted it. And then when they started getting warnings and people started getting knowledge and wind of the system, they allegedly changed to buzzers, something that was harder to track. They evolved with times, with the times. But it stands to reason that certain teams and certain people, individuals, are not going to come out and shred them because maybe they were cheating themselves and they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to come. Like, Kurt Suzuki probably would not. I don't know this for sure. I've only talked to Kurt Suzuki once in my life, and it was a couple of weeks ago at Nats Winterfest. I highly doubt if Kurt Suzuki was cheating in some way, shape, or form the game, whether it be video technology, whether it be, old-fashioned sign-stealing savvy, whether it be some sort of other nefarious way. I highly doubt Kurt Suzuki would come out and be as strong with his criticism, or Cody Bellinger, right? If Cody Bellinger was injecting steroids and just hadn't been popped yet, or some sort of, growth hormone or something like that, and just however it happened, had not been popped through the system yet, I strongly doubt those guys would have come out, been as strongly worded as they were, and then been cheating themselves. Mike Rizzo, who basically said, look, it will never happen on my watch. It hasn't happened on my watch. We don't do that. I'm proud of our guys, blah, 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 blah. If it comes out that the Nationals have been cheating, have been doing this sort of thing or some other plot, that would look really bad for Mike Rizzo. Really bad. Because on one hand, you're pointing your finger and waving your finger at the Astros and then doing something like that yourself, right? So what I would say is this. Correa, Altuve, Bregman, whoever, Verlander, the Astros fans, they have a right to be miffed that so many players are stirring the pot and coming after them. What is absolutely absurd is for Carlos Correa to stand in front of a camera for whoever, but Carlos Correa is the one that I've seen a lot of the last day and a half, for him to stand in front of a camera and wag his finger and say, how dare you guys accuse us of cheating? How dare you guys accuse us of doing this or that? The commissioner's report said we didn't do it, found no evidence. Let me ask you this. Did the NFL find evidence of Ray Rice's videotape of him beating the crap out of his now wife in an elevator? Did the NFL find evidence of that? Did the NFL find evidence of the place kicker? I forgot his name. That was with the Giants. I think it was Josh Brown, something like that. Did they find evidence of that when they suspended him for one game at first and then had to re-alter that suspension? Has every sports league in the history of mankind, professional, collegiate, national, international, found every bit of evidence, 100% discovery, before making a ruling? No. No. Are we to believe that every investigation in society, criminally, think about it, has been fully vetted? Every ounce of evidence has been found? Every bit of physical or, you know, whatever other kind of evidence has been discovered? No. I'll give you a perfect example. Aaron Hernandez. They know he murdered that poor guy in Boston, but they could never find the gun. They could never find the gun. So what choice did they have? They had to move forward. And they got a conviction even without the gun. They had other evidence, but they know he killed them. They just couldn't find that bit of evidence. Why? Because people cover up evidence. People throw out evidence. People lie. People cheat. So just because the commissioner's report doesn't include cheating in 2018 and 2019 and doesn't include any evidence of the buzzer system doesn't mean it did not happen. I'll give you an example that I saw on Twitter last night. I'm not sure if I know it's really what it appears to be, but I saw it and I thought it was interesting. I'll explain and tell you about it next. Plus, I'm going to turn it around from a Nationals perspective for the purposes of our conversation or your favorite baseball team, but specifically the world champion Nationals. We'll do all that next. I'm Chris Russell in for the Junks, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Chris Russell in for the Junks. Sean Summers on the other side of the glass. I was talking to my boy Tyler during the break. My man. My son. Oh, he's telling me. I forgot to hang up with him. Now I've got to hang up on him because he's too loud. I was talking to him during the break, and he's asking all sorts of questions. He's like, did you sleep well? I'm like, no! I had to get up at 4:15 in the morning. Could barely lift my fat ass out of bed. No, I didn't sleep well. How could you ever sleep well doing this shift? Maybe if you did it every day and you got to go to bed at 9 o'clock, I guess, and sleep 9 to 4, maybe sleep. How could you ever sleep well doing this? No. No. All right. Just wanted to get that off my chest. I would say this. Here's where I wanted to go with the show. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. By the way, Tyler, I love you. I was just trying to relay a story. And my boy, he's wearing his headsets. He's listening to the radio. He says, oh, good job. He calls as soon as the break is, good job, you and Sean on the radio. Because he listens on his radio.com app, and he listens to, like, podcasts, and he's like, you know, he'll go back and he'll listen to, like, a podcast that his uncle downloaded for him from, like, 8 months ago of me and Aaron Hawksworth doing radio. He's like, good job, you and Aaron Hawksworth. Aaron the co-host, he calls her. Aaron the co-host. my man. He's great. By the way, I forgot to do this earlier. A very special 16th birthday to a really good person, Rachel Tulk. Happy birthday, Rachel. So I wanted to do this. I wanted to follow up what I teased last segment. And I don't know if this is verified. I mean, the photos look totally legitimate, totally verified. I favorited it. But I cannot find it right now. I'm trying to look for it, but I cannot find it right this second. Because I favorited it overnight, or late last night. But I favored a lot of things, and for whatever reason, it's not coming up. But what it is, or what it was a series of pictures of Jose Altuve from the final at-bat of the ALCS and from that game in the ALCS, Game 7, against Aroldis Chapman and the Yankees. And what you notice is him out in the field and him at the plate wearing a T-shirt, like a black type T-shirt, maybe a dark navy blue, which is kind of the Astros color scheme. And there's a long sleeve, I believe, on just one of the arms. I believe, I could be wrong on that. And basically, they show him out in the field and at an earlier at bat. So you have a visual of what he was wearing. Then he comes up in the ninth inning, tied game, or I guess it was the 10th inning, and you notice another freeze frame of Altuve at the dish, no T-shirt. No shirt. Then he whacks a wicked slider from Aroldis Chapman, who, if Aroldis Chapman is going to give up hits, or if Aroldis Chapman is going to blow a game, it's almost always, because he's going to be wild and out of the strike zone, and he's going to walk so many guys that eventually he gets in trouble that way. So then Altuve comes up without the T-shirt on. Now, unless these pictures were altered or doctored, and I honestly, maybe they were. I can only go based on what people are looking at and what people are doing that have more. And the guy that did this is a guy that I forgot his Twitter handle. I've seen him around. Like he broke a couple of things. Like he's hardcore about this stuff. So I doubt very much he's making it up. But you can see the difference between Altuve earlier in the game and I guess out in the field before that final at bat. I think it was marked like the ninth inning or the eighth inning or whatever it was. And then you can see, when he comes up for that at bat, there's no t-shirt underneath the jersey. Then when he rounds third, as everybody knows, he's grabbing his jersey and his chest and saying, don't rip off my jersey, as everybody knows right now, right? Everybody's seen that gif. Everybody's seen that video. So why would he, maybe outside of maybe because of perspiration, why would he take off that t-shirt for that final at bat that he was wearing that entire game, according to the pictures that I saw? Why? Anybody have any sort of because if the t-shirt was soaked with sweat, possible, you go get another t-shirt, right? Why would you wear a t-shirt, have it soaked with sweat so that you would want to change out of it, but not put a new t-shirt on? It's not like he has to worry about doing his laundry. For God's sakes, we do everything for these spoiled baby athletes. I mean, it's not like he couldn't wear another t-shirt, right? You're wearing a t-shirt the entire game. Now, maybe we're talking about changing it for karma purposes or you know, like, what do you call that for you know, if you're, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm trying to think, superstitious, right? If you're superstitious, you say, well, I've been wearing this all game. I got to change up the mojo. Maybe. Or maybe it's because the buzzer that you were allegedly wearing needed to be stuck on your body. And it couldn't be taped on somehow, some way, to a t-shirt. Maybe the tape that you were using for the buzzer on your shoulder, on your heart, on your chest, maybe the tape that's used sticks better to your skin as opposed to a t-shirt. Maybe. Maybe you just needed to do something different like that in order to hit a home run. Oh, here it is. My guy at RoboStop 10. Love this guy. Yep, here it is. This is not the same guy that I saw it from, but this is the same set of pictures. So you have Jose Altuve wearing a t-shirt, his hand on his chest, in the top of the ninth inning with Brett Gardner leading at the dish and a Yankee runner leading off of first. So you see the picture. You see Altuve with the long sleeve right arm covered up, his hand on his chest. You see the black or dark, you know, Astros navy blue t-shirt underneath his V-neck. You see it clearly. And then in the bottom of the ninth inning, the long sleeve is still there on the right arm. The long sleeve is still there. But the t-shirt, mysteriously, underneath the V-neck of his neck and his jersey, is gone. Is gone. And then you see a close-up as he's rounding third base. And again, his V-neck is down to his mid-chest. There's no shirt. And he's pointing and grabbing, of course, at his chest and saying, don't rip it off. Don't rip it off. Then he goes back to the clubhouse and changes again. So why is that? How did that happen? Did anybody find that curious? I do. I mean, I live in a world where I'm suspicious about almost everything. I'm suspicious about a lot of things. A lot of things. We're going to get into some of those things. But how could you not be? How could you not be suspicious based on what we've heard, based on what we know, based on what they've denied, based on what makes sense? And how in the world, if you're Jose Altuve, do you decide after wearing a t-shirt the whole game to mysteriously take it off, yet the arm sleeve, which could be just a long sock or whatever, it doesn't have to be a t-shirt, is still there. You left that in place on your right arm, but the t-shirt just poof, went gone. Gonzo. How does that happen? How do you begin to justify that there's nothing there just because it's not in the commissioner's report? You know what wasn't in a commissioner's report? The TMZ video that was found of Ray Rice beating the crap out of his fiance, now wife. You know what wasn't in commissioner's reports? In baseball, all the steroid evidence and documentation that everybody knew about, that was in the Mitchell report, but it took a enormous boatload of resources to get that Mitchell report done. Just because it's not in a commissioner's report means absolutely diddly squat. Nothing. So for all of the Astros that are running around saying, well, you can't, it wasn't in the commission. Did you read? How dare you, Cody Bellinger? How dare you, Kurt Suzuki? Did you not read? Can you not comprehend? Can you not understand? It's not in the commissioner's report. Yet no bleep, Sherlock. Of course it's not in the commissioner's report because they couldn't find evidence of it. There was no indication, no evidence of it. With the exception of everybody believes that you have the system going and there's a whole lot of circumstantial evidence and a whole lot of things that don't make sense. And 2 and 2 doesn't equal 4 in this case. And while we don't have any hard evidence, it's more than plausible. More than plausible, if you guys were using an enhanced video technology system based on drum beats and trash cans and electronic monitors, that you guys had a buzzer system that could easily be disposed of. I mean, did they find the trash can that you were using? Or did we just... We didn't need the trash can, right? I mean, I don't remember. I assume the trash can wasn't state's evidence A1A, right? Commissioner's evidence. Like, we didn't need the actual trash can, the physical trash can, to prove that it happened, right? Correct? So we don't need the buzzer to know what happened. If people have heard about it, felt it, seen it, thought about it, then you have this other circumstantial evidence. Granted, it's not hardcore evidence from Altuve, but people didn't just make this up. Where do you think this came from? Somebody with knowledge knew about it. Somebody with knowledge knew about it. All right. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll finish up this hour of the Junks with a couple of thoughts on Dusty Baker politicking, what Major League Baseball is going to do, and some ideas from a website on how Major League Baseball can seek retribution. All coming up, Chris Russell, the AKA the Rooster, in for the Junks right here on a Monday morning along the way on The Fan throughout the D.C. and Northern Virginia area. Of course, radio.com and also down in Richmond and Norfolk, Virginia Beach. Good to have you with us on this President's Day Monday.
Like I said before, what doesn't sit well with me is when you say false statements. If you don't know the facts, if you're not informed, this is America, Ken. You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure before he stands in front of cameras to talk about other players. You should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
You know, I mean, Carlos is a grown man. And, you know, you have to answer for what you say. And, you know, he believed in what he said. And, you know, he said what he said. So I didn't have any problem with it. And I certainly, you know, don't waste my thoughts on it.
All right, so that's former Nationals manager, current Astros skipper Dusty Baker, preceded by Carlos Correa waving his finger, talking to Ken Rosenthal about how bad of a dude Cody Bellinger is. That he should have known the facts, he should have read the commissioner's report, he should have done all that. My guy at RoboStop10, help me out. Go check out him. He does a hockey podcast and all that. You can check that all out. He helps me out, sends me stuff, which I appreciate because I can't see everything. By the way, the podcast is called the DC Power Play Podcast. Go check it out. So I can't tell you for sure that I know Cody, that Jose Altuve was wearing a buzzer in that ninth inning at bat against Aroldis Chapman. All I know is, boy, is there a lot of circumstantial evidence. I mean, first of all, it's a wicked pitch and he cranked it in a huge spot. And again, I just can't get past the why isn't he wearing a t-shirt thing. You know, I didn't realize this kind of damning physical evidence up until last night, because we had all seen him rounding third base, holding his jersey, right? And saying, don't rip it off. Then word got to us that he went to the clubhouse and changed out of the jersey and came back out onto the field, right? So, why did he have to do that? Why did he have to do that? Like, why would you wear a t-shirt for, again, 8.5 innings and then all of a sudden take your t-shirt off? Leaving the sleeve on your right arm. Why would you do that? Why would you need to do that? Makes no sense to me. I put up the pictures for everybody to see just to make sure they get spread around, right? They're all pictures from that game. Pictures from the ninth inning. Not even like first inning, ninth inning. No. It's the top of the ninth inning. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Unless the t-shirt magically shrunk underneath his jersey. It was taken off after the top of the ninth inning and before the bottom of the ninth inning. I'm sorry. It's hard to, you know, I mean, it's hard to kind of, you know, just overlook it. There's also a picture, I guess, of Josh Reddick. I think it's Josh Reddick. It looks like Josh Reddick. Apparently, possibly, wearing a buzzer. I don't know. Again, we could sit here and play Inspector Gadget all day long. The bottom line is this. Please don't insult our intelligence, Houston Astros, and tell us we have no right to be furious, no right to want answers, no right to be upset. Whether you're a major league player who played for the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Nationals, the Athletics, other teams in your division, other teams in your league, players whose careers were affected or altered. Think about Aroldis Chapman. The last couple of months, right? I mean, he's highly paid, highly compensated. He's dominant at times. But what do you think Yankee fans were saying and have been saying about Aroldis Chapman? Can't trust that guy. How could that guy be so wild and erratic? We paid that money for that guy? He was supposed to do... Oh, wait a second. Bzzz. Bzzz. Beep, beep, bzzz. Slider. Bzzz. Bzzz. But don't rip off my jersey. I've got a tattoo. What do you got a tattoo of, pal? An unfinished tattoo, Correa said. On Altuve's collarbone chest plate area. Yeah, I got an unfinished tattoo, too. What does Carlos Correa have? I mean, Jose Altuve have? An unfinished tattoo of a horse's ass? Does he have a tattoo of a buzzer? Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's why he couldn't rip off the jersey. Because he didn't actually have a buzzer. He had a tattoo of a buzzer. Now I've got it. Now I understand. Now I got it. I just figured it out, Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, we solved the problem. Jose Altuve actually does have a tattoo, an unfinished tattoo. It's just an unfinished tattoo of a buzzer. We are solving the world's problems while every one of you is off from work. We are here working and grinding, trying to solve America's crises. On the Junkies, 800-636-1067. I'm Chris Russell for the boys. We come back, hour number three, straight ahead. We'll have a Nationals twist on this next after a top of the hour sports flash. PJ Elliott and you return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.